Hey, happy motherfucking Monday. I hope you had a great weekend. Yeah, let's jump into it. You know what time it is. It is microdosing Monday. I feel like we should just call it Mushroom Monday. Because next week I do want to talk about like all the variations of mushrooms and how a lot of them really do help you. I literally, part of my routine is to drink, I call it mud water because it looks like mud. It's really fucked up. But I put a bunch of mushrooms in my tea and I blend it up and drink it. Tons of benefits. But like I said, we're going to talk about that next week because I really want to speak to you, to my listener who has had trauma. And I know people think about trauma like they think they have PTSD. And I feel like on some level, we all can relate to that at a point in our lives, something that was traumatic for us. And I'm not talking about let's compare shit because, you know, we've got like veterans out there that have real fucking PTSD from being on a battlefield, right? That's fucked up. That's fucked up. And I'm so that we're not in the comparison game. I'm not saying, you know, that it has to be that serious of a trauma, but I do promise you guys that we have all suffered our version of a trauma. And the thing is, trauma is saved in our unconscious mind. That's it. Our body traps it. It can be absorbed at the molecular level, and healing can't be found just from hiring a coach or a therapist or a psychiatrist. Like sometimes you guys, talk therapy is not enough. And I mean, if we're looking at depressed people, the suicide rate is growing astronomically. And a lot of this is due to our bodies storing trauma. Some people cannot see past their bullshit. And the worst part is we get medication that has little or no effect, or in some cases, it makes things worse. So you don't have to have serious trauma to be someone who suffers from your body trapping situations in your mind. And if this is you, if you know you have been through something that you are carrying, because this is the thing, whatever we go through, our body holds on to it physically. And if you start to study the body and energy, emotions, all of these things, your body is actually a way for you to discover where the trauma is healed, right? Like, do you have hip pain? Sometimes it's not really physical. In fact, if I'm being honest, and you, bitch, you know I don't lie. Pain that we carry comes out physical. And a lot of the times we think it's our bodies failing, but I think it's you failing yourself emotionally. Like if you really started to study the mind and the body to see the correlation of like trap trauma and where things affect us, this is like studying your chakras, your energy centers. You can really discover the places in your body that are holding on to trauma, why you have this pain consistently. And gosh, it's a good thing I have my own podcast because I could break down each body part. That's probably something we should do where I can help you guys to understand what an energy center is and how much it matters. Because the truth is, we are not just a fucking meat suit. We are supernatural beings. We are more than just a body. The body does not define us. We're the boss of the body. And so many times we've let the body control us, and it's the body that's telling us we're sad, we're sick, we're scared, we're frustrated, we're stressed out, all of these things. The thing I love about microdosing is that it separates you from that moment. So this is something that I am recommending not just to the average Joe, right? I would call myself like the average Joe. I'm very aware. I do make conscious choices and decisions with my body. Like I know the things that are going to make me feel good. I choose those. Sometimes I know the things that make me feel bad. I also choose those. but I'm very consciously aware of the choices I'm making and the price I pay for those choices, right? So the average Joe, when I get into the, you know, when I'm microdosing, I'm very aware that I'm a part of a bigger consciousness, and I'm not so trapped in this idea I have of myself, my energy, my body, my mind. I actually expand. I expand to being a whole part of the world on a conscious level. Like, I am literally a part of everything, and everything's a part of me. And it takes me outside of the small bullshit stories that we can get stuck on. The little mundane excuses, the little traumas, the little frustrations, like everything, anything you're going through, even just the mundane life. But I also recommend this for people that are addicted to alcohol, addicted to drugs. You take yourself, and I think some people that are fighting addictions would benefit from a full dose of shrooms. Like, I am obsessed with doing my research right now, and I have not done the full dose of shrooms. I feel like I need to be in an environment where someone can guide me. Someone that's knowledgeable, someone that has been through the process, that has experienced it, that can help guide me on an emotional journey. So I do think a professional setting to do this is best for me, just because I'm my own worst enemy with, like, my anxiety. I freak out. I don't like feeling high. I don't like feeling different in any shape or form of myself that I haven't controlled. So meditation is helping me flirt with the idea of what it would be to, you know, drink ayahuasca, or to, you know, take full doses of shrooms, or to, you know, even MDMA, all the things, because there are moments in my meditation where I have released my own body's supply of the DMT, and I, you know, I trip balls. That's the only way I can explain it. But there's no anxiety because I'm already in that meditative state. And I know I didn't take anything outside of what I have in my own body, and that I will always trust more than anything. But looking at all the studies and the research they have done in these, you know, controlled environments, I mean, I've seen stories of people that have been lifelong alcoholics change their life. They do the microdose, they get back to this different version of themselves, they get outside of the current cycle that they're in. That's it. Imagine your life. You're just on a fucking hamster wheel. You picture this. You don't know how to stop it. And I feel like the mushrooms stop the hamster wheel, and you get out and you realize, like, life is not fucking chaotic. It's not what you have created it to be. You are not stressed. That trauma does not define you. And if you are a human with a heartbeat, you have gone through the trauma. So this episode, I really just want you to think about, like, how has your body told you that you're storing trauma? Do you consistently have an ache or pain that you're holding in because you've not released this emotional baggage? That's a real fucking thing. And again, just talking to someone isn't always enough. I have literally recommended microdosing to clients where I know that they can't see past the situation they're in, and it doesn't matter how much I can guide them back to themselves, they just don't see their way out. And that's always my next go-to, is just the microdosing. It changes your perspective. It changes the vibration of the energy around you. Everything is energy. Everything is vibrating in a reflection of you. Literally, everything in your life is a reflection of you. And sometimes we can't get past that. So, hell yeah, here I am advocating. People have been messaging me a lot about what things to try, where they can, you know, do the things. I did talk last week, if you missed it. I talked about a product I'm taking that makes me feel the same way comparably to microdosing. It's a me product. The link is in last Monday's episode. Feel free to check it out. I'm obsessed. I'm still taking it. I still feel that, like, it drew me back into a functioning mindset. And the truth is, my life is fucking chaos. It is chaos. People ask me all the time, how do you do what you do? And there are things that I do consciously to make sure I can do all the things. And I listen to my body when I can. Like today was definitely a day to just back up, rewind. I woke up this morning, went downstairs, literally laid on the couch and fell asleep again. My body needed it. I hear it. I listen. I feel it. It just needed more rest. I acknowledge that. I honor that. Right now, the me product is working amazing for me. So I haven't microdosed for a hot minute, but I'm still 100% an advocate. If there was ever a day where I felt a little glimpse of the old patterns I was in, that's my go-to. 100%. That's my go-to. And microdosing isn't something that you do every day. It's one of those things where I would do maybe like 2 days on and then 5 days off, or 3 days on, 4 days off, or I would rotate every 2 days. I would do it. It's definitely not something that you have to do every single day, and you'll start to feel that for yourself. I promise you, the more intention you put into being proactive and realizing who you are and where you want to go and what you want your body to discover and the state you want your mind to be in, your body will tell you exactly what it needs every single day. And that's a conscious part of my day. Even in the moments where I can feel that whisper of an old pattern of anxiety, because I used to declare verbally all the time, like, I have anxiety so bad. I have anxiety. So what am I putting out into the universe? That I have anxiety. I've defined myself. These are the reasons I feel this way. This is what happens when I'm feeling it. And I've defined it. I put a label on it. And it's hard to let go of that. It's hard. So now when I start feeling those symptoms, right, I'm just like, oh, your body wants to flirt with feeling anxious. And I call myself out, like, what are you worried about? What's around the corner that you feel like you can't control? What is the real issue? There is always something you can ask yourself, and you will find the answer every time you ask. So I want you to really be conscious about not defining how you feel. Are you just maybe feeling a little anxious? That doesn't mean that you have to label yourself as someone with anxiety, right? It's very obvious. If I went to a doctor, they're going to be like, oh my God, your mind is just fucked. You have like ADD, ADHD, I don't know, label all the things, severe anxiety, all these things. I could get labels for everything. And on top of those labels, I could get medication that's going to bring me side effects and make me feel worse and take me through the loop, either numb the fuck out of me. That's what I feel like when, you know, I've tried antidepressants before. I was fucking numb. And there's a difference of being, you know, not reactive. There's a very big difference of just being non-reactive than, you know, being numb. Nobody wants to function in a life feeling numb. Like, the pain lets us know that we can relate to love. The love lets us know, you know, that pain is sad. Like, we have to feel these emotions. It's a part of life, but it doesn't have to be dramatic end of the world on both ends. So I could go and search for all these labels and, you know, get all the medication I need, or I can really just stop and shut everything else out and start picking and choosing the things I've learned and experienced and tried, experimented with, all of these little things. And I can say what works the best for me. And I'm telling you, maybe microdosing isn't for you, but nothing's going to hurt you if you can just stop and start asking your body what it really needs. We're always looking for something outside of ourselves. And I say this to my women in business. I say this to, you know, my women in marriages and relationships and searching for a career. We're always looking for something outside of ourselves. That's why we go to the doctors and we trust them and we look for that answer outside of just taking responsibility. If you've read my books, I'm an advocate for taking responsibility for where you are. 100%. You have to own your shit. And part of that is owning all of your shit, right? All of your shit, your health, your mental capacity for dealing with the emotional part of life and for dealing with the logical part of life, for dealing with the creativity. Like, you are responsible for all of these things. And sometimes, you know, I can look back at like, okay, so we went out to eat a lot this week. I don't feel so great. My mental clarity is not so great. You know, my creativity is kind of lulled. And I can look back and say, look, I made these choices last week. I had an extra cocktail. I ate too many plates of nachos. Those things will fucking affect me. Just like they're affecting you, food affects your mood. 100%. What are you eating and drinking? If you're having an off week, it doesn't mean something is wrong. You know, you don't suddenly have cancer, heart failure. You don't have all these things. But if you go to Google and you're looking outside of yourself, I mean, yeah, you're dying, bitch. You're dying. So my advice today truly is to look at yourself. Start keeping track of your habits. This is part of my journal exercises of just calling myself out on the bullshit. Are you feeding yourself well? Are you around people that are making you feel fuller, like you're, you know, leaving the space better than when you got there? Or are you around a bunch of leeches that are going to drain you? Is your job making you miserable? There's a lot of questions you can ask yourself and just say, like, am I feeling like this because I hate my job? Am I feeling like this because I'm not living to my potential? Am I feeling like this because I feel like I'm losing control and I need to just extra control everything? Just ask yourself all the questions. Are you feeling sick this week because you did not nourish your body like you should have last week? Are you feeling run down? Are you losing thoughts faster and faster as time passes by? That's part of why I really do this me product that I take. The link is in last week's episode. I love it because part of the success they have seen is memory function. So this is going to be great for like pre-Alzheimer's, that kind of shit. Like, it's going to keep you connected to your cognitive brain. It's going to keep you, you know, help you exercise memory strength. Like, you're not going to forget shit like you used to. And sometimes I feel like even now in the younger generation, we put so much on ourselves to just be in this crazy energy of like fucking being online, right? Like, the internet's killing you, bro. It's killing you. All that scrolling is fucking killing your brain cells. They used to blame marijuana for making people dumb. I feel like it's the internet now. We've transitioned. But just even the whole movement of psychedelic drugs, it's different. We are in a universal consciousness. We are in a new awareness, right? This isn't the 60s where people are just trying to get fucked up. You are listening to this because you know you're being called to a higher awareness, a higher consciousness, just a higher vibration to live on. That's why you're here. And I feel like flirting with these and doing the research, like truly reading a fucking book about psychedelics, about people that have done the research, about people that are advocating right now, the people that are using these products, people like myself with the microdosing, I'm not out here to get high and have a good time and ignore everything around my life. It's the absolute opposite. So this is like my entrepreneurs that want to get into their creativity, my writers, my moms, all of you. Listen, bitch, you could benefit huge from this. Huge. And it's the power of intention. It's the power of research. It's the power of holding yourself accountable to just say, this is what I want. This is who I want to be. And the great thing is you've been collecting all of these little tips and tricks of who you don't want to be. You don't want to be someone that has debilitating anxiety who can't leave the house. Fuck that. You don't want to be someone that watches everyone else live their dream life and have their dream career while you sit at home watching Netflix. Step outside of yourself. Heal your fucking trauma. And that's exactly, we're going to be talking about trauma tomorrow. So make sure you guys are subscribed to Listen, Bitch, because I do want to talk about trauma, parent trauma. I had a great conversation with a young lady in my life. We're talking about having a parent that's an alcoholic, full-fledged, you know, in the closet. This is a thing. And not the first person that I have worked with or had a conversation with in this experience. So I feel like there's going to be a lot of people that benefit from tomorrow's episode. And I think, especially if you're a parent, it's not just like having a parent that's fucked up. It's you as a parent. I just want to talk to you. It doesn't mean you have to have alcoholism in your family or anything like that. That's just a part of it. It's going to be an example. But yeah, I'm excited about tomorrow's episode. So I want you to crush it this week. Get outside of your own bullshit. This is the thing that I learned from Joe Dispenza and all of his meditations. You have to sit in this space and know you want to change so bad that you're not going to get up until you're someone different. And I feel like I love that space of meditation, knowing I don't want to be the same person going in. I want to be better. And imagine flirting with meditation and microdosing to just know you can chip away at yourself until you're, you know, if you just get 1% better today than you were yesterday, you win big. So whatever you were saving for Monday, today is Monday, and I want you to handle your shit. I hope you have an amazing day. I appreciate all the feedback in the Facebook group and Listen Bitch. I do fucking appreciate you. I appreciate you. This is becoming exactly what I wanted it to be, with my intention of just a listener-based show. That's it. I'm here for you. I'm here for you. I'm excited about all the research I do on these things. So Mushroom Monday, next Monday, we're definitely going to talk about some of my other favorite mushrooms. So tune in, bitch. I love you. Have a great fucking day.